Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. First, hope seems lost in Gaza, but believers are hanging on. Stick around for details. Later, veterans reach veterans for Christ in the U.S. First, an airstrike on one of the few churches in Gaza kills two and leaves several injured. Uncharted Ministries' Tom Doyle says,
there's three above-ground churches in Gaza. There's a Catholic church, Greek Orthodox, and there's a Baptist church.
Following the attack on the Holy Family Catholic Church, Pope Leo called for an immediate ceasefire. Meanwhile, in Qatar, talks between Israel and Hamas have stalled after 2 weeks, with each side blaming the other.
They're just not even close, really, on negotiations. A peace settlement has been offered many times to Hamas, and they've rejected it. It's a messy situation, but we pray that there's going to be a breakthrough and a settlement for peace sometime soon.
Meanwhile, starvation is spreading in Gaza. The UN says one in three people goes hungry for days. Uncharted partners with the Baptist Church in Gaza to distribute food and help people find shelter.
There are Muslims that have become believers, and so they are the secret church. There are groups all over the Gaza Strip. We're trying to help them as they're going through difficult times, living in tents.
Pray for a breakthrough in the ceasefire negotiations.
We're just praying that God would intervene and there would be a peace treaty that would stick. We pray the hostages would be released and the poor people in Gaza that have endured this for almost 700 days now could have a better life.
Next, since the beginning of the full-scale invasion, Russia abducted more than 20,000 Ukrainian children from the occupied areas. Eric Mock from the Slavic Gospel Association explains.
These kids are the ones that have been separated from families as the Russian army took villages and cities on Ukrainian soil.
They include children with parents, children in Ukrainian state care, orphans, and those whose custody remains uncertain.
There are children who desperately miss parents. There are children that might be told their parents don't want them, or their parents are unworthy for them. And that's the reality that no child should face.
Desperate parents are traveling to Russia in search of their children. Many of them have been placed in military camps or orphanages.
And there's an overwhelming need to restore these families. That is a heartbreaking reality of this war.
But finding and accessing the children inside Russia remains extremely difficult.
And there are organizations that are working to get these children home.
So far, less than 1,400 have returned. Thousands remain trapped in the re-education system. This constitutes war crime. Pray for the return of the abducted children back to Ukraine. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Finally, Warrior Set Free works with military veterans and first responders to battle the enemies of suicide and PTSD. The Warrior Battle Camp recently ministered to people by offering services in a weekend camp setting. Steve Prince with Set Free says,
Jesus said that he offers a peace that surpasses understanding. So when we lead warriors through ministry, we have them tell their story, apply biblical principles of confess, repent, forgive. And we get to watch God help them unpack the pain from their past.
Participants find freedom in Christ, are discipled, transformed, and engaged in fellowship. Camps and the freedom appointments point people to the gospel, which changes them in noticeable ways.
Unless you're following Jesus, chances are things aren't going well. So we ask the question, is what you're doing working? If it's not working, let's try something else.
Please pray that the ministry will meet the needs of these first responders and for the right leadership to disciple them. Pray also for the financial resources to do this work as the organization seeks to grow and reach people. Learn more on our website at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.